My name is Catherine Lee Ryder from BreakingFree.ca, and I am a speaker and life skills instructor. Welcome to podcast number 29 in a series of podcasts dedicated to abused women worldwide. Today is Thursday, December the 10th, 2009. The title of this podcast is Balance. Now, I am talking to you today about creating a healthy balance in your life. Quite often, we create dependencies in our life. We depend on other people for our life. When you create these dependencies, you begin to believe that they are your actual identities. A good example of this type of dependency would be a stay-at-home mom. Perhaps she revolves her life around her children. Her children become her entire world. And then suddenly, when her children grow up and leave home, she is left with an empty nest syndrome. Now, all mothers, you know, regardless whether they were stay-at-home or not, are going to experience the empty nest syndrome. But for a stay-at-home mom, I would imagine that the impact is much more tremendous. Anyway, when we lose anything we are emotionally tied to, our neediness exposes itself. And obviously, this is not a good place to be in. Okay, it can generate feelings of helplessness. So think about this, a stay-at-home mom who has made her entire life revolve around her child or children, is suddenly left with an empty home. What is she going to do day in and day out? That is a very empty feeling. Can you imagine it's an empty house and it would just reverberate right into your heart? This is a very painful experience to live through. Now, I am sure all of you listening to this podcast have experienced some sort of similar emptiness at some time in their life. I know I have. I remember a time in my life that I had to set my children free. They wanted to go live with their dad, and I had to let go. I cried every day for a very long period of time once they were no longer in my care. I was lost without them because I had surrounded myself in their needs and their wants and their desires. In fact, I had made it my life mission to protect them from as much of their father's abuse as I could. And when life circumstances brought it about that I had no choice but to let them make their own decision, well, I had a choice, but I felt it was the best choice to let go of the power struggle between me and their father, you know, because that was hurting them too. And I thought, no, I have to let them go. I have to let them learn their own lesson, you know. So when I realized my effort was not working, my effort to protect them, it wasn't working, I had to surrender to the powers that be. And to surrender meant to give my children the freedom to make their own choices. I had to find within me the love required to let them go. I had to love them enough to let them go and learn their lesson on what their life path was. And when I did this, I found myself alone in the world. And I knew I was the only person that could change my life. With my children no longer in my life on a daily basis, morning, noon, and night, you know, I felt a lot of emptiness. I was all alone. I was feeling very, very lonely. And I had a choice. I could wallow in my pity, or I could take a good look around and see what I could change. I looked around to see what I could change. I thought, how can I change my life for the better? How can I improve my life? Because my children are gone. I surrounded myself and my children. They're gone. So what can I do for me? At this point, I found myself doing a lot of soul searching. And once I did the soul searching and I knew where I wanted to be, I knew that I didn't want to feel lonely. I knew I wanted to meet new people. I knew that I wanted to get back into the workforce. I had these goals. I knew what I wanted to do. So I found myself stepping out into the world to expand my life because nobody was going to do it for me. I had to do it myself, and it was scary. Sure, it was scary. Was it worth it? You bet it was worth it. Because that was a whole new beginning in my life. I mean, when I look back over my life, I've had so many new beginnings. And you know what? What comes before new beginnings are endings. And it's the endings that we have to let go of. Okay, don't hang on to the ending. Look around for the open doors. Look around for the opportunities. And make it a new beginning. That's what makes life exciting. That's what makes life worth living. So I took my emptiness and I turned it into a desire to enrich my life. I decided, you know what, I had an ending, and that ending brought a lot of loneliness and a lot of pain. And I decided to turn that loneliness and that pain into a desire to improve my life. So I began to balance my life. I took baby steps, one step at a time. And I balanced my life between my work, my employment, my play, and my family. Now, during this period of time in my life, I certainly made sure I was available to my children. But I began to fill up my life with friends, new friends and old friends, new interests and old interests. I landed myself a full-time employment job. I looked around, what kind of hobbies would I be interested in? I took up some hobbies. I realized I had a lot more time on my hand, even though I enriched my life with all those things. And I thought, okay, I'm going to continue learning in personal growth. Because, you know, when you're busy, you know, in your life, sometimes some things fall away, and for a while there, some of my personal growth had fallen away. So I decided to continue, you know, in my personal growth journey. If I was interested in something, I would look it up on the internet. I would go to the store. I would buy books. I would read the books. I would apply the books. You know, I wanted to move forward. I wanted to become a better person. And you know what? This entire process made me a much happier person. And this is when I actually really started to enjoy my life. So maybe you should be giving some thought to the balance in your life. Are you out of balance? Give some thought to how you can balance your life between family and work. And of course, you need some alone time, and you need some leisure time, and you need some relationship time. And don't forget to always work towards your personal growth. You need to dedicate some time in your life to friends. And if you don't have a lot of friends, maybe it's time to figure out how to make new friends. Take up a hobby. That's a good way of meeting new friends. And of course, contribution. Nothing in life makes us feel better than contributing to helping other people. And that contribution doesn't necessarily have to be a monetary value. Perhaps it's just, you know, contributing some of your time. You know, in my local community where I live here up in Ontario, Canada, we have dog shelters. And I know that these dog shelters accept volunteers all the time to come in and walk the dogs. I mean, that only takes a little bit of your time. And imagine a dog that is caged up in his life all the time, day in and day out. Imagine the love and happiness and how happy you're going to make this dog just by taking him for a daily walk of 20 minutes a day. Imagine also, you know, the old people in the old age homes. Some of them are up there and they have no visitors. Some of them have no families. Imagine going in there and talking to them. You know, just walk in and say, hi, how are you? They would love, even if it's just once a week. I mean, the possibilities are endless to contributing without money. So begin to live your life with passion. And living your life with passion means when you are with your family, give them 100% of your time and attention. When you are spending time alone, enjoy that 100%. When you are working on your personal growth, dedicate 100% of your effort into it. And when you are at work, dedicate yourself 100% to that job. If you begin to do this and you balance your life, this will help you feel good. You will be happy about your life and you can feel great about your life accomplishments. So if you are new to these podcasts, you can find links to my earlier podcast on my website at www.breakingfree.ca. For today, this is Catherine Lee Ryder signing off and wishing you the life of your dreams. Blessings.